W4MKH, monitoring.
W4MJK, I think. You can correct me if I'm wrong. This is W4. Foxtrot, Hotel, W4FHJ. Name is Gene. How do you do?
Morning, Gene. Call sign on this end is Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo, Hotel. And it's good to make your acquaintance. I just installed Echolink on my laptop and was testing it out. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm assuming you're somewhere up around the Greenville, South Carolina area. Back to you.
Okay. I was listening to you a little bit earlier about talking about Echolink and so forth. I've used Echolink twice, and that's all. I hadn't really had much of occasion to use it. Yeah, I'm mobile in here in Greer, running all over the countryside up here. Got a long list of errands I need to do today. And so that's what I'm about today. Yeah, I forgot who it was that you were speaking with earlier, but I was listening to you about 30 minutes ago or 45 or something like that. Anyway, back to you, W4FHJ.
Hey, Gene, this is N0TR. Good morning. And leave a little more space on Echolink might be the tip of the day. It takes a little while. This is N0TR, Tom. I can go ahead and pass it back over to Gene.
And then bye.
4MKH. Yeah, I was talking to Chad earlier this morning. I forgot his call right now. K04NUE, I believe it was. And like I said, we're looking to relocate into that area up there. And, you know, Greer, the area around Traveler's Rest or anywhere between Greenville, I guess, and the North Carolina line. So I'm having to use Echolink since I'm in Florida, but I'll probably try to join the net tonight and meet some of the guys, too. Back to you.
I don't know where I have to pause a little bit or not. Tom, you came on a minute ago. When I replied to him on Echolink, they say, I don't need to pause. He needs to pause, right?
Excuse me, Gene, I'm old. Where do you get to be my age? I'd say a pause was a good thing. Either way, Gene, would be my answer to that. But Echolink in particular takes a little bit of a lag. And good morning. I didn't catch the name Uberis, the gentleman in Florida. I was stationed there at NAS Jacksonville for about 7 months, going to school in the Navy for many years ago, back in about 1967. It's nice to meet you this morning. And we live between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, north of Greer. Chad, K04NUE, lives more out northeast of us towards Campobello, and that's a real nice area, too. And it's not too far out that you can't commute back to anything. Gene, you go ahead and pick it up and then send it back to this other gentleman, and then he can come back. It's N0TR.
Oh, I thought you'd turn it back to him. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I heard there Q saw a little bit earlier, and he was talking then about locating somewhere up in this area. Wanted to make sure he's got good repeater coverage wherever he locates. I got some land up in that same area. I don't live there. I live in Taylor's, which is between Greer and Greenville. Of course, I know you know that, Tom, at the other station. Anyway, let me turn it to the Florida station. I turned right around and forgot the name. I know you told me a minute ago. Give me the name. Anyway, back to you, W4FHJ.
W4MKH. Name on this end is Marshall. I got Tom's name, but I did not get his call sign. So if he's still there, I'll pick that up from him. I looked you up, Gene, in QRZ and checking locations up there. Like I said, I'm just trying to get more used to that area. I'm more familiar with the area around Asheville and Hendersonville, Waynesville area. So I'm just learning the where things are in relation to each other in the upstate New South Carolina. So you guys know anything about DNR? Is DNR very active up in that area, or D-Star? I've asked a couple questions on the club's Facebook page, but not getting lots of people on that, evidently. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Tom.
You take care, Gene. Don't run off. Well, Marshall, yes, there's some younger fellows here I talk to quite often that you'll hear that are into that digital stuff. 610 repeater has a massive range because the repeater is 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head. And it's very finely maintained by the Greer, by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. We also have two other clubs that lean more towards HF. The Greer Amateur Radio Club is excellent. And then we have the South Carolina DX Association here that also meets down here once a month. Both of them meet once a month. And you can Google those. And my call sign is November Zero Tango Romeo in Zero TR. And my name is Tom. Go ahead, Marshall.
All right. I got you that time, Tom. I had an extra character in there when I tried looking up on QRZ a couple minutes ago. Yeah, I'm just getting into the DMR, and I've got D-Star in the shack here. I do mostly HF, but... 2 meters, and the reason I jumped on EchoLink was so I could talk up in your area and get to know some of the guys. I made a couple of the nets up there on Sunday night when I was in Flat Rock back in July, and then I went on one Saturday morning. I was up there for their breakfast, and I'll probably try to drop in on some of the meetings in the area of the clubs via Zoom and see how those things go. And I'll turn it back over to Gene or Tom, whichever one wants to pick it up at W4MKH4ID.
Oh, Roger, Marshall. I bought a rig, an Anytone, something or another, and it's basically a DMR. And I haven't actually used it on DMR yet. I'm using it on analog. But there is DMR activity up here. Don't know how much. So far as D-Star is concerned, I have a D-Star rig also. But I don't think there's any kind of repeater in this area that we can do anything with. D-Star, if there is, I don't know about it. I think they're kind of active in a lower part of the state, though, around North Augusta and in that area. But I hadn't really used any of that, hardly at all. I was strictly an old-timer, I guess, on sideband and VHF and what have you. So there you go. Well, Marshall, looking forward up in this area. I do hope you move up in this area, and we'll get to know you then. Wish you could come to the Greer Amateur Radio Club meeting tonight. I think it's tonight, Tom. I know you know. You let me know if I'm wrong on that. But I got a little bit of a conflict. I'm supposed to be meeting with the American Legion because a local post wants to set up a ham radio station, and they've asked me to do it. And we're having a meeting tonight, so I got kind of a quandary between the two meetings. Anyway, let me sign in with you, Marshall, And Tom, go ahead and take it and pass it to Marshall. And after his final, I'll go QRT. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR with the man on the mountain. Yeah, Marshall, fine business. Gene, great to hear you as always, my friend. I haven't been attending due to this new COVID variant they got, and I have congestive heart failure, and I'm trying to avoid any kind of congestion, shall we say, where you're in a group of people. They are one of the finest bunch of hams I've ever been around in my life that belong to that club, and you would enjoy it immensely. And the knowledge there amongst everyone is incredible. And the only dumb question is one that goes unasked, Marshall. I don't go to the Blue Ridge Club because it's on the west side of town, and I'm 73 years old. I'm not too much on going through the traffic at night, shall we say. But, Marshall, the pleasure's all mine. My wife, Bernice, is sitting here beside of me of 53 years, and she says hello. And I think you'd love it out here northeast of Greenville in that area. And the further out you get, the better I like it. We moved here 11 years ago from Kansas, and the influx of people is much greater than it was a few years ago. But there are still some places out here northeast, like Campobello and that have some secluded places, and I like that. Take care, Marshall, and nice to meet you today. Have a great day. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear.
W4MKH. It was nice meeting you, Gene, and your lovely wife. I didn't catch the name. And also Tom over there. Tom, there is a D-Star repeater, I don't know how active it is, up on Pinnacle, just a little southeast or southwest of Flat Rock, North Carolina. So like I said, I don't know how active it is. So I thank you guys for all the information this morning, and I will say 73 to you and get back. I will look up the Greer Club and see if there's any way I can attend that meeting tonight via Zoom. And I should be on the net tonight on this repeater. So I'm not sure if that starts at 8 or 9. I saw one place is written 8, and then I heard it was started at 9 from Chad earlier. So I'll try to catch you guys down the log a little bit. And thanks again for your information. W4MKH, clear, and back to monitoring.
Okay, Marshall. I think that meeting actually starts at 7 o'clock tonight, so that may, I don't know whether there's a delay on the Zoom or whatever. I've never had anything to do with Zoom, so I don't know how that works. So there you go. I don't know whether it's in real time or delayed or something. Anyway, 73rd, see you. Looking forward to getting to know you better a little bit later. This is W4FHJ, clear.
Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock, Gene, and I might add, Marshall, there's quite a few 440 repeaters up in 73s. This is N0TR, clear.
W4NKH, KA2TXJ. W4NKH, KA2TXJ, you still here?